Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is April 1st, 2006, the feast of Blessed Frederick Denison Morris. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul wrote, "I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." One of the saints who certainly contemplated the extent of Christ's love and experienced its fullness was the man we remember today, F.D. Morris. He was always the kind of man who stood by what he believed in and was willing to do whatever his convictions required of him. This was true even as a young man. Though he had studied law at Cambridge and met all the requirements, he refused the degree. As the son of a Unitarian minister, he couldn't subscribe to the 39 Articles, a requirement at the time. Later, after having become an Anglican, he was appointed to several professorships at King's College in London. Again, his commitment to his beliefs cost him dearly. Because of his relationship with the Christian Socialist movement, he lost those teaching positions. The Christian Socialist movement was very important to Morris. He, unlike Karl Marx, believed that the needed revolution would be nonviolent, and that it should absolutely be grounded in the gospel of Jesus Christ. He wrote that the Christian Socialist movement would, at some level, force the conflict we must engage in sooner or later with the unsocial Christians and the unchristian socialists. After the movement had run its course, he remained engaged in attempting to find Christian solutions for society's problems. Even today, it is not hard to discern the lasting impact of his legacy. The Anglican Church's commitment to social justice and to ecumenism can, in no small part, be attributed to the life and work of F.D. Morris. When you recall that there is no human problem that the Church cannot help to alleviate, and when you participate in that relief, you are honoring this great priest and theologian in just the same way he would. Let us pray. Almighty God, you restored our human nature to heavenly glory through the perfect obedience of our Savior Jesus Christ. Keep alive in your Church, we pray, a passion for justice and truth, that like your servant Frederick Denison Morris, we may work and pray for the triumph of the kingdom of your Christ. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed James Lloyd Breck. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.